We got Canadians, we got beers, and we got fights. Coming at you loud and fast, season one of Letterkenny.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Adam Carr here at AfterBuzz for Letterkenny. Super excited to talk about this show. I had no idea what it was about. At first I thought, wait, is this Trailer Park Boys? No, it's not Trailer Park Boys. Taking part in Ontario. It's on Hulu, for crying out loud. It took me a while to get into just the actual vernacular of like what they were saying. And then I realized too just how freaking hysterical this show is. So a couple big things happened in this pilot, right? We got Wayne, we got Katie, we start with them. A very hot brother and sister couple, let's be honest. That's like a, if they were royalty, people would have, they would have rumors. Anyway, Wayne, right? He's broken up with his girlfriend. He's lost his mojo. So it's all about Wayne challenging people, finding out if he's the toughest guy again in Letterkenny. Then we also got a lot of bar scenes here. A lot of bar scenes, right? A lot of, is this where all the dicks hang out? We have a wonderful, too, a Burning Bush youth group, which Wayne goes to. We're going to talk about that. That's a real fish out of water. And then finally, at the end here, we're going to see and talk about Glenn. Right? Glenn, the wonderful guy, the pastor, he does a didgeridoo solo, right? Only in Ontario. But let's get into it right now. So Letterkenny starts off. We got this guy, Wayne, kind of talks like this, a little squinty-eyed, right? He's got, I have like a little double chin thing going on here. He's like really chiseled. He's like, all right, that's what we're doing. And every like cold open, I love it too. It's like him and a German shepherd. It's very American, but obviously it's not, it's Canadian. So Wayne lost his girlfriend. There's lots of jokes about jerking off. This is a man show. Let me tell you something about that. They got swearing, they have fights. They go the full fucking limit. Am I allowed to swear? Can I swear on AfterBuzz? I just did, I'm sorry. Anyway, they're swearing on the show, so obviously you're okay with swearing. Wayne gets on Tinder, right? Can you imagine that? Just back and forth. Okay, yeah, her, no, no. Oh, fuck no, not her. Yep. Oh, definitely. Oh, that's a Texas 10-4. By the way, we're going to do a little special segment in a bit, but Texas 10-4, big fan. Also, Wayne's language for the show, pitter-patter, pitter-patter. Great guy. Let's see. We go to the Burning Bush youth group, right? Because Wayne's told that he's supposed to get out there, get in the mix. He can barely find anybody to talk to. He doesn't know what's going to happen. Finally, Katie's trying to pick him up a lot. She's got a lot of things that she's recommending for him. And then we're going to meet the meth rock group, right? These kids, Stuart, Devin, Rald, these are like Clockwork Orange spin-off Canadian meth heads. Basically, if you took Clockwork Orange and then you took Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad and put them together, I believe you'd have Stuart. Like, when he's like this, all up and down, meth. All he has to do is like, if he could add like, bitch, then he'd be like the Canadian Jesse Pinkman. But I don't think he will, because you're already doing a great thing, guy. So keep going the way you are. Those kids talking super fast. That's what I love about the show. Everything is like, da-da-da-da-da, 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 da-da-da-da-da. It's got a very fast rhythm and tempo. I love this show. I love how Glenn at the Burning Bush youth group does a didgeridoo solo that I was talking about. Glenn is maybe one of my favorite characters because it's basically him trying to get every guy to take off their clothes. He's definitely, it's hysterical. It's like, oh, how are you feeling? And if you just want to take off your pants and I'll do whatever, just let the Lord see you the way you were, just in your birthday suit. Go ahead and do it. I'm actually surprised how good I am at that character. You should tell my girlfriend. Let's see. Then finally, towards the end, there's a mean guy kind of walking around, right? Because Wayne's been challenging people. He had one of them. Let's see. He's been challenging like all these guys to fight. At the end, like Wayne's not really, he's like fighting guys, but he hasn't really gotten his mojo back. He hasn't really found a reason to get back out there. His girlfriend left him. He feels sad. The whole town's kind of pissing on him, making him feel bad about himself. And then there's this drunk idiot who comes out at the bar afterwards, right? And he's taking a piss. And as he takes a piss, there's this mean guy who walks outside, right? Kind of like real Aryan race looking dude. Just like, you know, kind of suave, like a bad guy from Die Hard. That's how I would kind of describe him, like with short hair. And takes out his phone, right? And feels like a very douchey, has a rapey vibe to him. And he just kicks the guy down who's taking a leak. Who does that? You don't kick a guy when he's taking a leak, especially outside of a bar when he's drunk. There's like a bro code. Certain things you don't do as a bro. You don't date someone's sister. You definitely don't date someone's ex, so you have to get explicit permission. And then number three, you don't kick a guy down into the trash when he's trying to take a leak outside like a human being. I was gonna say, aren't they free in America? This isn't America, this is Canada. They're like supposed to be really good over there, right? They like unlock their doors and put maple syrup everywhere. So anyway, Wayne sees that. And it's funny because that's the moment where he snaps up. And this is a great moment because Wayne's character, we're kind of not sure what he is, but we know now that he's noble. He's good. This guy isn't, he won't screw you over. He won't hurt somebody else just for his own good. And Wayne walks over and he goes, hey, you know, that wasn't nice. Talking in his like Canadian way, but he's kind of, you know, he's gruff and he's got like this real manly chest. So it's actually like really scary when he talks to another guy. And the mean guy looks at him and he's like, yeah, fuck you, fuck him. And he's like, tell you what, I'm going to go talk to your sister over there. Bet she's in for a good time. And that's the moment where Wayne snaps back because he attacked his sister, something they cared about. And then Wayne beats the shit out of this guy. Everybody comes outside, right? You got Riley, Jonesy, the hockey knuckleheads. You got all the meth kids coming out. You got Dan, Daryl, Derry for short. They all come outside and they're like, oh my God. And they're like, Wayne got his mojo back, so there you go. And now Wayne is the tough guy again, Letterkenny. Some special things I want to take away from this show. This pilot episode, I loved, that's a Texas I stand for. Every time they want to say something, I said that a bit more Texas rural, like, that's a Texas size 10-4. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Texas size 10-4. I'm just going to say it one more time because I love the way it sounds. That's a Texas size 10-4. And of course, this is the pilot episode for Letterkenny. Absolutely loved it. Please be sure we're going to do episode 2 here coming up next. My handle's funnyguy1985. Also, if you want to check me out, it's adamcarr.com. I am a hand model. Thank you guys very much. Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.